Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. God's refreshment plan. I'm recording this in the run-up to Christmas, and I'm sure I'm not alone in hoping to be a little bit refreshed over this holiday period. At Christmas, we'd like to be refreshed, but there is a right way and a wrong way to go about it. I'm sure I'm not the only one who's been on a break or had a bit of a holiday and not come back refreshed at all, feeling like I need a holiday from the holiday. We can feel a bit disconnected from God sometimes, or feeling like we overindulged and it's been difficult to get back into the groove again after the break. Sometimes we can not really find the rest that our bodies and minds really need. So how do we do that? I believe God helps us to get refreshed. There are times to take a break from the routine. So today we're talking about, actually the next few days, God's refreshment plan. What's our first thing we can do? Well, I'd say the first thing we can do is to make sure that we truly stop working. As it says in Exodus 23, verse 12, on the seventh day do not work, so that your ox and your donkey may rest, and so that the slave born in your household and the foreigner living among you may be refreshed. We see here that God has a plan for people's refreshment, even for oxes and donkeys, let alone the slave or the foreigner. There is a plan for refreshment, and it is to stop working. That doesn't mean we become completely passive. The purpose of stopping for these things and for the Israelites to stop in the Old Testament was to spend time together as family and to worship God. So there was something to replace the work. It wasn't a vacuum. And we need that too. We need to, in our modern day, I don't know about the ox and the donkey needing rest, but perhaps our smartphone needs a rest. Perhaps the email inbox needs a rest. Perhaps we need to turn that off, turn the phone off, stop working. For a lot of us today, our work follows us around in the ether. Can you disconnect from that for a while? Or perhaps around the house, it's not the time to keep everything perfectly spick and span in the house, in the bathroom, in the kitchen, and every part of the house being as clean as it possibly can. Perhaps this is a time to kick back, to relax, and stop working. Can you do that? Can you find ways to do that? And instead replace it with time with people and time with God. To stop working, to create space for other things that are so valuable and perhaps will help us to get refreshed. We'll go on tomorrow to talk about another way to get refreshed, but for today, can I encourage us to stop working? We'll talk about more tomorrow. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.